Paralegal Association. Danville Concrete Construction. Tawny.
German out of specialists is in.
Hey, is Vincent in?
This is him.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't understand. I couldn't hear you. So basically,
no,
I'm. Yeah, this is John with Bank of Cardiff, and I'm just calling to a follow up on some financing you did with a bank in our network a few years back. It looks like back in 13, and based on your relationship with them, we had you pre-approved with us for some equipment financing or even some working capital. And I just kind of want to circle back with you and just kind of see how business has been.
It's been real good.
That's awesome. That's good to hear.
So normally I don't go into debt.
Yeah.
I don't like paying interest or fees or
100%.
Whatever you want to call it. The only reason I did that is it was with they worked with the company that I bought the tool from.
Okay. Oh yeah.
They didn't charge any. It was a zero interest for 1 year.
Yeah, I was about to say it must have been a shorter term because they don't do zero interest for the entirety of it if it's a long term. But you were able to get that paid.
I just paid it off in a year. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. That's awesome. Well, what other type of growth and other things are you kind of looking
otherwise,
for?
Otherwise, that thing it was like $10,000, and I would have used my like credit card.
Yeah.
To pay for it because I get a bunch of points back.
Oh, totally.
Or, you know, cash back rewards.
Mm-hmm.
A wonderful thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, it's huge. I do the same thing. Yeah, whenever me and my friends go out, I always vouch to throw up my credit card so I can rack up points. You know, so, no, I get that. But, yeah, man, so how about this? How about I just get a good email from you, and I'll just shoot you a little information on what we do and who we are. And who knows, maybe a year down the road, 2 years, you want to get a huge piece of machinery and it just would leak your own accounts a little too much for your comfortability. And, you know, that's what we do. Our rates are very low.
How much do you even lend?
Probably more than you'd probably ever need. We basically, if we're doing equipment financing, we'll go up to $2 million, no problem. And above that, we'd obviously going to have to go in a little bit further, but I mean, I don't think the limit's really going to be much.
One thing I'd like to do in the future is buy the shop that I'm in.
Oh, okay. Are you leasing right now?
Yeah, and it's just this little unit, part of like a condo type of thing.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, you're buying a big property with
a parking lot
and a building and all this crap. I mean, all they want like $300,000 for it.
Oh, yeah, that's no problem. We can get you $300,000 for the building, no problem.
Well, how would you guys, you know, the interest?
Yeah. This is like
going to a bank.
Well, first of all, the bank's not going to give you money. I'm just going to warn you about that. Nowadays, banks don't loan businesses money. I don't know if you've tried, but they just
don't
do it.
What are they doing?
Oh, it's really simple. So they have all these people come in and give them money, and they put it in, then they hold it for them. And then when they come back for houses or car loans, they graciously loan your own money back to you. And that's pretty much how they're going to stay in business for as long as they are. Hey, you know,
you say it like it's some secret. They have all these people that give them money.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's like people don't understand it, and you have to break it down like down to its roots so people can actually understand what they're getting into because they think, oh, a bank holds my money, so I have to go to them for the best rate. And it's like, no, they're only able to give you a decent rate is because you and everyone else is giving them money, and they're graciously loaning it back to you. So that's kind of the whole deal with that. So our rates are obviously very
I just figured you should like these hard money lenders that, you know, don't go through all the regular kind of lending procedures for
100%. And that's not us.
School and all this other crap.
Oh yeah. So here
you have to charge way higher interest because it's riskier.
Yes.
That's
okay,
not
so
the case, or what?
No. Okay, so what you're looking for, we'd be able to get you into one of our top programs, especially because you're going after a building. You're not using it for marketing. You're not using it as something where the ROI is not going to be very palpable.
Or to pay my employees.
Or you could do that, you know, whatever it's for. So here.
No, I'm saying, like, that's just terrible, you know. That seems like a,
that's
wow. You'd
yeah.
have to take a loan out to pay your guys? I mean,
I've
are you going to be able to pay anything back ever?
Well, the only reason that would even be an idea is because of their accounts receivables are really bad, and, like, say they usually net 60.
Yeah.
People are getting 60 days overdue, and it's like, well, how much longer can we wait for this $200,000 receivable? You see what I'm saying? So there aren't a lot of situations where that would work, but there are some. But for your situation, basically what we'd want to do is we want to learn about your business a little bit more. We want to learn about, you know, how long you've been in business, you know, revenue, what's your revenue looking like. We're going to go through all that stuff, and we're going to analyze your business, and then we're going to take your whole file, everything that we gather, we're going to take it to our underwriters, and they're going to come up with the several programs that you qualify based on how long you've been in business, your revenue. Obviously, we got to take a peek at your credit score just to see what your lending history kind of looks like. But mainly, as long as we look at your revenue and we look at how long you've been in business, if you can float the note, you know, we're gonna get you the money to help you grow and help you reach the potential that you're looking for.
What if I told you I just signed a 3-year lease like yesterday?
I would have to talk to my underwriters. I don't think that would be a problem.
Well, the only issue is because they probably wouldn't sell this unit to me. Going, you just signed a 3-year lease. We want you to just keep paying us rent.
Well, yeah, but
they don't really want to sell. It's kind of like always for sale as long as you pay us what we want.
Yeah. Have you talked? Have you ever spoken to them about that?
Yeah.
Okay,
and they just said, yeah, it's always for sale as long as the price is right.
Oh, okay.
If you're in the middle of a lease, they don't just say, oh, well, forget the lease. They're going to want something from me, and I'm not going to want to be like, oh, yeah, here's
an extra
$20,000 to buy myself out of the lease.
Yeah.
They're a-holes in a lot of ways. They're businessmen, you know. That's what 100%. They do. They know how to make money.
No, 100%. But here's my deal, is when it really comes down to it, we've dealt with people like that before, and when someone actually wants to buy their building and buy them out of it, more often than not, they're very receptive to making a deal on the lease, and most of the time, they're willing to basically just forgive the whole contract and throw it out and then just make a straight sale. But they're not going to do that when you're just pondering, like, oh, would you sell? If you say, hey, I have $300,000, we want to buy the building, well, let's talk business, then they're going to give you the real answers. They're going to give you the real skinny of it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I want to do with you, man. I want to... Do you have a good email for me?
Yeah, I mean, Vincent is my first name, V-I-N-C-E-N.
Uh-huh.
I hate my email.
Uh-huh.
At German.
Uh-huh.
A little dash.
Yep.
Auto.
Uh-huh.
Another little dash.
Yep.
Specialist with an S at the end.
Specialist.com.
I don't know if you have my information up there.
Yeah, I do. I just didn't have a good email for you personally.
Mm-hmm.
So Vincent at German-Auto-Specialist.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, let me get a little info from you, because I'm gonna shoot you an email we have a 1-page application. And then with that, I'm just going to need to get the past 6 months of the business bank statements and then just a tax form. And I can start to get you through get your file going here. And then it's not going to cost you anything, this whole process. We can get to the approval part of this process. You can see what you want or don't want, and it doesn't cost you anything. We're not going to, you know, obligate you to do anything. And the offers, once we approve you for them, are going to stand for 90 days. So, what was your revenue last year? Top line.
Oh, I don't remember.
Even a ballpark? Were you around, you know, a mil, 1.5?
No.
Like 500,000?
Just a second.
Mm-hmm.
The top line, huh? Last year. I got somebody coming in, and I'm going to have to go, but it was $370,000.
Okay, and are you on track to do about the same or a little bit more?
This year to date. So far, we're at $330,000.
Okay, cool. So you're going to be right around the same this year.
Oh, we're going to pass it.
Oh, you are? Good, good, good. Upwards. Okay, I'll put a little...
370.
Yeah, you got four quarters
is 92,000 a quarter.
And you're at 320. Yeah, it's going to be above 400 this year. That's good.
334 divided by three quarters. 111,000 is four times. Should be at 440.
Yeah, 440. So I'll put 440 in there for you. So yeah, what would buying the building do for you? Rather than just, I mean, obviously you're not just paying into nothing; it becomes yours. But what would that do for you, revenue wise? Would this allow you to kind of take control of your business a little bit more? And would you be allowed to expand, or are you just basically buying just a space?
It's just a space.
Okay. Cool. 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 All right. Do you take credit cards payments, or is everything cash or check?
Everything.
Everything. All right, cool. And how long have you been in business?
Credit cards.
Yeah, mainly.
6 years.
6 years? All righty.
I'm paying like $2,300 a month in rent.
Exactly, and that adds up.
It goes up every year, and I'd rather...
You'll probably end up paying less for that every month buying it. Yeah, exactly. And you'll be able to own it. And then when you're done with the business, you can then sell that for profit. That's awesome. Yeah, I like where your head's at. All right. Have you even talked to anyone else about this, or did I just kind of spark up an idea in your head?
I've always wanted to do it.
Yeah, just always. But you haven't.
Yeah, like, I didn't have 20% down, and I guess I've been trying to. You know how money just always seems to go by.
Dude, trust me, it comes in and then you blink and all of a sudden you have zeros across the balance and you're like, what just happened?
Well, we did save a bunch of, it's always been more, I care more about, I don't know, being debt-free, like our houses.
Heck yeah.
You know, we paid like $50,000 down when we bought the house.
Yep.
So we saved for that. We have our cars that are paid for.
That's awesome.
So a lot of the money goes towards home stuff. I pay down the mortgage a lot and...
That's good. And is your mortgage still out?
Okay, well, I mean, it's worth a shot, but...
It's no problem. All right. Well, hey, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to...
Buying the business,
it would be
like
huge. Well, no, but even you buying that building is going to increase your overall worth as a business owner. And like I said, when it does come to exit, you have a little bit of a nest egg there to get rid of as a final like retirement gift to yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. All right. Well, do you check your email very often?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm going to shoot you an email with our one-page app and with the directions of the documents that I need. Whenever you can get that back to me, I'll take it straight to my underwriters, and I'll be able to get you answers within 24 hours of you giving me all that information that I need. And again, there's no cost, there's no fee, there's no hidden anything. It's just, you know, we're going to give you the information you're looking for, and either it's going to work for you or it's not. And that's kind of where we stand. So what? How's that sound to you?
I don't know. We'll see how far we even get with it.
We're dreaming is what we're doing. That's what we are.
I just want to wish I could stop the lease we just renewed somehow.
Well, deal with that. Look into that leasing agreement. And see what you can find and do a little research. And then, like I said, I'm just going to shoot you this email. And if you want to go through it and you want to at least just see what your options are, hey, we'll give them to you. And we're not going to charge you anything for that. You know what I'm saying? So it's pretty risk-free on our end. We just want to get to know you, kind of get to analyze your business a little bit deeper and see if there is anything we can do for you or, you know, show you the best programs we have.
Okay.
Alrighty, so I'm going to send you this email, and if I don't hear from you in like a week, I'll just give you a call back and kind of see what's going on.
Okay.
Does that sound good, Vincent?
Yep.
Alright, brother. Well, hey, I'm going to let you go. Yeah, I can tell you're going to be there, and you need to go take care of your customers. But like I said, man, I'll get you the email, and hopefully we'll talk soon.
Okay, thanks.
Alright, brother. Have a great day.
The problem with many human capital management solutions.